What's up, guys? We're back with another episode of the Sweat Angel Formula. Today we're with Mike T and Bone Estrada. We always say your last name for some reason because your first name is one syllable.
You gotta say it with an accent.
Bone Estrada, like French?
No.
Okay.
It's Mexican. You gotta have a little accent.
Like Estrada.
Tilde.
E's or A's. You gotta say it with an A.
And Enye.
No, E's or A's.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So moving on, I'd like to first thank our sponsors, Skechers and Heelys. So
we have two shoe sponsorships.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
they're, aren't they competing?
No,
they,
no. Maybe.
No,
they're
both made in the same shop, so it's fine.
And Tesla, thank you. So all right, today we're doing a podcast and a YouTube video. Again, we're getting a little bit better at this. So if some of the quality sucks, just you know, bear with us. We're gonna make it better. So we want to get this out there for our members and maybe anybody who is in the CrossFit community who is interested in doing the CrossFit Open 2019. We're just going to maybe do a little bit of Q&A, a little bit explaining on what the CrossFit Open means and what it actually means to our team at Sweat Angel, which I think is a little bit different. So first of all, Mike, when is the CrossFit Open?
So it starts February 21st, but the first day that we're going to compete is the 23rd, that Saturday. So,
and then it goes all the way through to when?
March 23rd.
Right, that's that Saturday. I think it was the 25th we can do our
yeah, that's like the last day you can enter your scores right. Or whatever else. So.
But so how easy is it to enter scores, Bone? What do you got to do if you're if you work out with us on a Saturday? And then when you're done, what do you have to do to enter your score?
I think you just go right on the app, click your gym, mm-hmm. enter the score, and your judge.
That's it. So, and then as far as registering, like back it up just a little bit, to register, what do you have to do?
So you go right on the games website. You can Google CrossFit Games, and it'll say register for the Open, and you're just going to click right there. If you already have an account, you can obviously log in, but if not, you just make a new account.
Right, and then you're going to put down what your affiliate is, so we'll go Sweat Angel Fitness or CrossFit Sweat Angel for your affiliate, and I think you get to do a profile, right? And you can like make up all your numbers. You can put like a 600-pound back squat,
two-minute Fran,
or 130 if you want. It doesn't matter. You can put some picture. It's pretty cool, and you'll be listed in their database, and you'll be able to post your scores. So, so that'd be the first thing you guys should do as soon as you kind of, you know, listen to this video and you sort of realize that you put your name on the little whiteboard in our gym, is that we need you to officially register on the CrossFit Games website, just like Mike and Bone described. And then what we are going to do, we announced our captains and co-captains. We're going to have six teams, and we are going to do an intramural open at our gym. So there's like worldwide sort of competition that none of us are ever going to be able to win the CrossFit Games, at least, you know.
Speak for yourself.
Speak
please.
For myself. I'm not going to. If you're in my gym and you're training to win the CrossFit Games, and I don't know about it, please let me know. I must live under a rock. We're doing a lot of training at home because nowadays it's like a full-time job. So anyhow, so we're going to do an intramural open, which is sort of like the fantasy football of the CrossFit Games. So we're going to have six teams. We're going to have captains. We're going to do a draft on February the 9th, which is this coming Saturday.
Correct.
I won't be here.
Bone will
I'll
not be
at the Grammys.
Bone will be at the Grammys. This is so absurd. She's a presenter, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah.
I'm performing with Cardi B.
Cardi B, yeah. So she's going to be at the Grammys. I can't even get into why she's going to be there, but she asked for off of work, and I said, sure, what's going on? She said, I'm going to the Grammys. I said, for real, what are you really doing? Which she has asked her about it. She loves talking about it. So that Saturday, if you have registered for the CrossFit Games, do you have to be here this Saturday at about 10:30 after the morning workout walk?
Do your best to be here.
But,
so.
Yeah, it'd be cool if you can be here. But the captains definitely have to be here. And how's it going to go? What will the draft look like?
So this year we're changing it up a little bit. So we're actually setting some ground rules because last year we had a little bit of a problem. We had one team that just kind of blew out all the other teams.
Was that our team?
That was our team. Yeah. We won. So so this year we're going to force some rules on you guys. Like you have to pick somebody over 40 that's a female and then under 40 that's a female and so on and so forth until everybody's been picked. So.
And then we'll probably end up with 12 or 15 people on each team. And then what are the captains going to do after that? Can they make some team colors or shirts?
You have to make a Facebook group, mm-hmm. add all the people on your team, and pick a name.
Pick a name. Does the name, can the name be a...
can be whatever vulgar? Your heart
is. I think Bob's name last year was a little...
explosive jerk movements.
Yeah,
that's not vulgar.
That's not vulgar, but I don't know. It's a little.
You can be whatever you want.
Yeah, you can be whatever you want, but if you can't say it in mixed company, maybe think of a different name. But oh, that's funnier. I think
there are kids here.
There are some kids here. So we'll do the draft, and then if you are not registered for the open yet, it's totally cool. We can squeeze you into a team, but you're not going to have a lot of control over that because, because the draft would have already occurred. So, if you kind of missed the boat or you've been, not around here for a while, we can figure out a way to get you on. But if you can, please register for the Open before February 9th. Okay, it's before this Saturday, February 9th, CrossFitGames.com. I think it's about $20.
$20.
Yep. $20.
Take the judges course too.
Oh yeah,
Extremely helpful.
How do you win our intramural open? That's probably a good question.
So it's more based on participation. So if you have the most people show up, every person that shows up, you get a point. On Saturdays,
right?
Every person that judges another athlete gets a point. We're also changing it up again this year. So you do get points for placing first, second, and third in each event, but that's like there's very few points to actually be won. But we are going to award that to scaled and RX athletes.
So last year we just did RX, right?
Just RX.
Now we're doing scaled and RX. That's cool. So what if you do really poorly in the workout? Like you just...
that doesn't matter. You can't hurt your team at all. The worst thing you could do is probably not show up on a Saturday.
Right.
So even if you show up and you finish dead last, you're helping your team out. And then if you could judge another athlete, you'll get another point. So just show up.
And take the judges course. It's also online. It's a pain in the ass. There's no doubt about it. But if you're a newer athlete or even older, you'll learn a lot about the movement quality and like what a standard is and how a full squat and is different from a partial squat and all those crazy things. So definitely take the judges course. It will help your team just by taking it. And this is meant to be fun. If you're nervous at all, this is a good thing for you. Stepping outside of your comfort zone just a little bit. You're going to be doing it with the same people you normally work out with. If you work out on a Saturday normally, the workout's going to be announced every Thursday night at 8 o'clock on CrossFitGames.com. And you can actually see what it is ahead of time. You can see the scaling. You can see they put a ton of information out about it. And we're going to do that workout. So we have about 48 hours to turn it around. Not even 48.
The
math is hard. Less than 48 hours to turn it around. Maybe let's go with 36. And we have to set up, so I don't know what the workout's going to be either. But it's going to be fun. And if you have any questions about it, just let us know. We're going to post this, hopefully we'll get a lot of feedback on it. So we have about 75 names on the list right now on the board. I don't know, did you check how many have actually officially registered yet?
I have not.
For the record, I have not registered yet, full disclosure. So,
absolutely not.
Yeah, so don't feel bad, but definitely do that before the 9th of February so we can get you guys drafted, okay? All right, so that's about it. We'll catch you guys next time. See ya.
Adios. No outro. My ankles.